Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Soul Licensed, Tips and Tales by David Tuttle takes readers on a mystical journey, including spirits, angels, spirit guides, and personal stories, showing how they can receive messages from deceased loved ones daily and live a peaceful, healthy life with hope. Soul Licensed, Tips and Tales is the result of David's remarkable journey, which began with a series of messages from psychics urging him to embrace writing. Inspired by these encounters, he created a website page in 2012 to share spiritual insights. David is a Reiki master teacher, former financial and insurance consultant, newspaper journalist, press agent for the Ohio Secretary of State, and an Ohio Legislative Caucus. He was a U.S. Army combat medic in Asia, currently resides in the foothills of Boise, Idaho. Soul Licensed, Tips and Tales offers wisdom on creating a healthier existence and reminds readers that they are never alone in this sphere. And author David Tuttle joins us on This Week in America. David, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
It's a pleasure to be here, Rick.
I mentioned a remarkable journey. This has been what you've gone through, what now you're sharing with everybody. Let's talk, first of all, about the motivation, the inspiration for writing this book. Why did you decide to write Soul Licensed?
Basically, after I received a number of emails from psychic James Van Praagh that said, you know, he was having an online writing class, and then I was in Traverse City, Michigan on vacation, and I just visited a psychic there for fun, and the spirit guides were telling me I should do some writing, and they had told me that about 12 years back, and I did put some words out then in a small website, but I took this as a sign I should do some more writing. And then after that, I just signed up for the book online class, which was 2 days later for the deadline. And I wrote the book over a two-year period.
It's remarkable how everything finally fit together after what 12 years of messages. You decided to write the book. The book is Soul Licensed, Tips and Tales by David Tuttle. The title's important because that's his website, Soul Licensed, Tips and Tales, book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, usual places. Link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. David, how might people benefit from reading this book? What is the message you hope to share?
Well, it basically provides a lot of information, but the overall message is hope. I think that by following my life, that I've traversed many mystical adventures, and I had a number of different experiences that will lead them to the path, that they will realize that there is no death, and that will just give them impetus to live a better life than they could ever imagine, and realize that there'll be an even better life when they cross over.
What was it like when you realized, or when did you realize these messages that you were getting were really meaningful, and in your case, life-altering? At what point did you realize there's something here?
Well, when I became a Reiki master teacher, my wife and I were out in Sedona and visited a psychic there, and it said that I had I had a blocked throat chakra, and my wife had a blocked solar plexus chakra, and we should do some energy work, either Tai Chi, Reiki, or something like that.
Yes.
And when we got back to Ohio, my wife tried to take Tai Chi, you know, and looking at her TV set in reverse, and she didn't do well with that. But a Reiki master was having a class in Cincinnati, and she wanted to go see that, and she asked me to go along. And I did, and when you have energy coming out of the palms of your hands and your third eye,
wow,
so to speak,
yes,
which is you begin to realize there's more out there than what you expect. And I had been reading spiritual books for many years, But this experience really set me forth on a new path.
David Tuttle, our guest on the program, he's the author of the book Soul Licensed, Tips and Tales, book available wherever books are sold. And I'll give you David's website as we go through the conversation. That was one experience that led you to the forming this book. What are some of the others that from your life that you brought out in this book to share with others and hopefully motivate others as they did you?
Well, one of the main messages throughout, and kind of leads you on a trail, because it comes in and comes out when I'm explaining other things. But you get messages on license plates through numbers and numerals. You can get it on clocks. You can get it on road signs. You can get them in many different ways. And my father, who had crossed quite about 15 or more years before we came across his license plate when we stopped for a roadside park, and it was the number, his birthday, and numbers revealing his this license plate he had when I was a child. And after that, we started following it more closely, and it basically, whenever you're out and about on the road, you can, if you're looking for it and if you're open to it, you can get these messages from license plates. You can get them from numerals and they pop up on your clock when you just look at it. And it's not just probability, it's the timing and sequence of when these messages occur that really provide the impact.
We will never look at a license plate the same way again after you read David's book. Everything is laid out there. In fact, the cover's got license plates placed on it, and we'll walk you through what he went through, what he discovered. The book is Soul Licensed, Tips and Tales by David Tuttle. If somebody is thinking about reading the book or is listening to the program going, you know, I really don't believe, I'm agnostic, you're talking about afterlife, you're talking about spirituality, would an agnostic gain insight from reading your book? Is there something there for them?
Yes, because I'm not really trying to just force anything down anybody's throat. I'm just basically leading you on the path that I have been lucky enough to follow.
Yes.
And it, the things that come out there, and then I give other information in the book that helps you to lead a peaceful, calm life, physical and spiritual things that will help the people. But I think I've even had one person who I know was very skeptical, and she said that by the end of the book, I had her.
Well, you see that in some of the reviews. So if you are skeptical, you read the book and decide for yourself. Many people get a few chapters in and suddenly they're hooked, and they're a believer in what David is talking about and lays out so well in his book, Soul Licensed, Tips and Tales. I mentioned the response. The reviews have been excellent. How have people responded to you from their vantage point on reading the book? What kind of response are you getting from people who have read the book?
Well, they're getting a message of hope and just lightness of spirit. You know, it's encouraging to hear the reports that I'm told from the people that have read the book.
The book is Soul Licensed, Tips and Tales. David Tuttle is the author. His website, book available there, of course, is soullicensedtipsandtales.com. Book available at Amazon, the usual places. Let's talk about the process of writing the book. It's one thing to decide to do it, another thing to write it, and then you have it printed or try to get it printed. Any problems along the way, any delays in getting the book finally printed and into the public's hands?
Yes, during the pandemic, that delayed things quite a bit. And then I made a few small changes in the book, and I thought that would be very quickly accounted for. But there was delays there, and every time I made a change, it was about 3 months before I got the book that could be published or something. So that took a while, and then it... And I got a bunch of had some health problems in 1 year or two, which so here I am now. I'm pretty healthy.
Well, I was just going to ask about your health, and it sounds like you're doing well. And the book is published and doing well and helping so many people. The book is Soul License Tips and Tales. How would you describe your spiritual beliefs? We touched on that just a few minutes ago, but how would you sum up your spiritual beliefs?
Well, I'm very spiritual. It's I was raised a Lutheran, and I obviously have that background also. But I've added a lot of amendments to my original religious education, you might say. But there are a lot of things out there, and I take in things from a little bit from Eastern religion, and there are other things that that go along with and coordinate with basic religious beliefs. But I usually don't follow any strict dogma as far as that goes.
Does your book contain information about things other, we mentioned the license plates, other than license plate messages from dead family members, any other way that we may communicate or they may communicate with us?
Yes, they communicate through many different ways, but anything involving energy, they can activate, light bulbs and flickering and stuff like that. There's many different ways that they can interact with you, and it's, again, as I said before, the circumstances of when these things happen that really makes it purposeful for your life.
It sounds like many of us probably receive these signals, these messages, and really are unaware and don't fully appreciate it. And you'll learn how to be aware and how to appreciate in David's book, Soul License, Tips and Tales. David Tuttle, the author and our guest on the program. Are there practical methods you recommend in this book to a better life? We talked about it in the beginning. I mentioned this will lead to a more fulfilling life. How do we get there? And are there messages in the book that will guide us in that direction?
Yes, there are a number of things that are possible. You can both physical and energetic. This learning to activate or to use the Earth's energy, there are rules that, you think of the law of attraction and things like that, positivity. If you think positive thoughts, you bring positive things to you. If you think negative thoughts, you're sending that out, and that's what you get back. So it's very important to for mind, body, spirit to have a peaceful being, and you can do that through meditations and physical activity, eating correctly, etc., and many other ways that you can provide yourself with a more calm demeanor and live as the true eternal spiritual beings that we are.
Do you find that most of us go through life trying to live life to the fullest and really not necessarily convinced there is an afterlife, that we believe that this pretty much is it and we really don't count on anything in the afterlife, which you do and you document in your book? Do you find most of us go through life really skeptical about an afterlife?
Yeah, I find that. I even find it with people who are religious. They seem to be very afraid of death, and there's nothing to be afraid of. It's just like walking through a door. You open the door, and you're home.
Yes,
basically.
What has this knowledge meant to you in your life? In reading the book and talking with you, you're very well grounded. You sound happy, satisfied with life, enjoying life. How much of that is this foundation that you lay out for all of us in your book, that you live life now, accept the messages, the contact that we have, don't fear death, and afterlife is there for all of us? How important has that been in your life?
Well, it's been very important. It's how you interact every day, to be kind and peaceful and whatever. It's rather than just one day a week or something. It's a whole lifestyle that you want to Forgive people, have no judgment, and just try to emulate the best person you can possibly be, and good things will come towards you.
This book has been featured at the Hong Kong Book Fair, the Manhattan Book Confab. Book is doing receiving rave reviews, available, of course, Amazon, all of the usual places. The title of the book, Soul License Tips and Tales by David Tuttle. His website, soullicensetipsandtales.com. A couple minutes left in the program today. Talk a little bit about maybe a few more examples of connecting with dead relatives using license plates. That's probably the most visible way for us to look around for messages in the car all the time, and usually bored in the car all the time, so we can maybe get some messages, pick on something from license plates. What should we be looking for? How does that exactly work?
Well, when you're out on the road, you want to be careful, because that you can get too inspired here.
Well, exactly, and you're trying to read that, and you're adjusting your speed, yeah, so you're side by side or behind them. So yes, use caution.
Be careful about that. but they appear. It's really fun, because when you're going somewhere or you're doing something particular, things will show up. For instance, I was just driving down the road yesterday, and my dad's birthday popped on a license plate, and the same plate was the date he graduated from high school.
And amazing.
You know, and that, yeah, and this happens all the time. Different deceased relatives come through. It's really my wife's deceased sister, and all these people are mentioned in the book because they're all about me, and that's. It's encouraging to have that every day, no matter where you are, or even just sit in your home. You can, like I said before, pick up messages from the clock and stuff. That's started happening here a couple, it's happened before, but
yes,
it's happening more since I'm doing these interviews and writing the book and everything. They come in more that way too, through clocks and numbers.
Yeah, and all of this is laid out in David's book, Soul License Tips and Tales. David Tuttle, Tuttle, is the author. His website, soullicensetipsandtales.com. Rather than doing it a lot driving, and I don't want to really suggest that, and I guess maybe I was, let's go back to pulling into a mall parking lot and looking around and walking through and looking at the license plates, or a rest stop. You mentioned a message that you had there. It's a perfect opportunity to get out, stretch a little bit, and to walk around and look for license plates there. David, are you working on another book? You did an excellent job in breaking this down, making it relatable and doable for all of us in this book. Are you working on anything else?
Not at this point. I'm thinking about it a little bit, possibly. Even a children's book is going through my mind, but I haven't decided yet exactly where I'm going to go on that.
Well, you've done an excellent job with this book. Reader's Magnet Self-Publishing and Marketing Company has been working with David in getting the message out there about the book, Soul License. David, what's it been like working with Reader's Magnet in that side of the business, doing the marketing, making sure that people read this book?
Oh, I'm very impressed with Reader's Magnet. It's been very enjoyable. I can't believe how effective their marketing is. It's well earned, and I appreciate it.
Well, and that's readersmagnet.com. Again, self-publishing and marketing company, working with David and getting the word out there on the book. The book is available wherever books are sold. Send you to, of course, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, any of those places, bookstores they can order if it's not in stock. And you can get that on David's website, soullicensetipsandtales.com. David Tuttle, our guest on the program. The book is Soul License Tips and Tales. David, a pleasure having you on the program. Great message, and a job well done in writing this, an eye-opening book for many people, and it will make their lives better if they read the book and understand what's going on in this life, and there is something to look forward to in the afterlife. Thank you for sharing your message on the program.
Thank you.
It has been our pleasure. David Tunnell, our guest. The book is Soul License, Tips and Tales. Book available wherever books are sold. David's website, soullicensedtipsandtales.com. And of course, you can go directly to David's website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.